it's getting harder and harder to get good free options quotes. So if you really are going to trade, speculate, gamble in options, you're probably going to want to get a good service from a broker that you deal with. And if you go to a good broker, they'll give you good quotes, even the internet-based brokers. So let's take a look at the free MarketWatch.com website and Yahoo. MarketWatch, as we've said, is the Wall Street Journal's free website, and it's a very different website than the Wall Street Journal. It's obviously run by very, very different people. They dare to have commentary from the other point of view that the Wall Street Journal only shows right wing. So, oh well. So let's take a look at Johnson & Johnson. So here we search, and I happen to know that the symbol for Johnson & Johnson is JNJ, but if you started typing Johnson & Johnson, they would think, oh, I think you want Johnson & Johnson. Okay, JNJ. So we are used to seeing all the data that we've seen before and get rid of things off of the screen because they keep throwing more stuff on the screen at us. All the data that comes back. But here's what we're interested in here. This is what we're interested in here. Why does it do that? It's trying to make life better for me, I think. We're looking at the options. So let's take a look at the options chain, as it is called. And they actually do a pretty good job. They have the calls and the puts right next to one another, so you could see them side by side. And notice that the calls here are shaded and the puts are not. But then once you get above the current price as of this date, then the calls are out of the money and the puts are in the money. Now, if you didn't go through the presentation, you'll not really understand what that means. But these calls are worth something because you could buy a stock that's currently selling for $145. If you had this call right here, the strike price of 100, you could buy that $145 stock for 140 bucks. Whereas this put is in the money at 150 because you could sell a stock that's currently selling for $145. You could sell those shares for 150. So that's why they're in the money and out of the money. And what we want you to do in this case is hide the November, because we want you to take a look at December or January. Actually, yeah, because by the time you get to this, the Novembers will already be gone. So let's take a look at December. And what we want you to do is find the calls for the price, the strike price that's very close to the current price, because you're going to see those prices bounce around a lot. And here's the last price, so you can look at that one right there, the last price right there. And then there's volume and bid and ask, you know what that is. And open interest means how many contracts are currently out there. But this is what we're interested in. This is how much it would cost you. To buy that one contract, it would cost you $2.16 times 100, because the contracts are all in 100-share increments. And you have the right to buy that $145.34 stock for $145. Now, if the price goes up even more, your call, the premium is going to go up. What if the price falls below $145? Your call premium is going to plummet. So that's what we want you to watch. And on the other side, you could watch the puts also. The puts as they bounce around. Notice that there's no quotes right here because obviously someone didn't sell today. Let's see, where's the volume? Yeah, see, nobody bought or sold a put at this strike price, 146. You have to go to here, 1095. There, that was the only one. I'm not sure if the volume is two. I think it's times 1,000, I'm not sure. Okay, does that make sense? And then if you want to look at December, this is the real one, December 21st. It's the third Friday of every month. That's the big day. But I think now they're having them expire at every Friday. It looks like that. Sometimes you'll see data for every Friday. So then as you move out, so let's take a look at June 2019, you'll see that, remember, it was $2.13 for the call option. Because we have another 7 months or so, 6-7 months until June, the option premium is higher because there's more time for the stock to go up. So that's why the premium is higher the farther you go out, because there's more time. Okay, and that's MarketWatch. I think you'll find that one's a lot easier to use. Let's go take a look at Yahoo. They really have it's so sad. You know, they could just bring it back to the way it was a few years ago and people would be happy and it would be so much more useful. But no, they're not going to do that. So let's type in Johnson & Johnson, and it says, yeah, you want Johnson & Johnson. And here comes the data for Johnson & Johnson. And this is what we're interested in, right? There's the data you're used to looking at, market capitalization and the like. So now let's take a look at options. And this is really not very pretty at all, folks. It's just not very good. It's a real mess. But there's the in the money calls until you hit the price, which was there it is. $145 and what, 34 cents. So now you're out of the money when it comes to calls. And notice that the price they say is $1.38. Well, maybe the 213 was the one I was looking at. $1.38. And then you go to the puts, and now these are out of the money until you hit the price, $145. And now they're in the money. Now notice, remember it said that there weren't any, there was no volume. This is why it's hard to get good data. Let's see what it says here. Which one's the volume? There's the volume right there. And MarketWatch said there was no volume for the puts. Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at the November. That's what the problem was. I have to look at the, okay, that's, how do we hide this guy? I guess we have to go down. How do we find the December? Okay, I'll bite. It used to be easy. Oh, yeah, right here. Let's go to December 14th. And see what they say. They show far fewer. Yeah, more data. Okay. But still, you see what's going on here? I don't think it's as easy to use as the MarketWatch one. And to be truthful, I don't trust either. If I were to buy and sell options, I would make sure I got very good quotes for it. So take a look at the bonus assignment, and all we're asking you to do is to watch how volatile these things are. And how they really are nothing more than speculation, gambling, and I wish you a lot of luck if you do it, because you'll need it.